everyone. Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and happy March, everyone. March is one of my favorite months. It's the month of my birthday. It's also the month that my new baby is going to be born. So March is a good month all the way around. Well, today we're going to be talking about simplifying our lives and how learning to simplify and edit your life can really bless yourself and also people in your family, your loved ones. So think about some times in your life when you've been able to clear things away and how much simpler and cleaner and refreshed you feel during those times. And we're getting to the time of year where spring cleaning is often done. People often feel the urge to clean out those unneeded and unwanted things in your lives. So we're going to talk about some things today that are important to simplify in your life to begin living a more balanced, joyful lifestyle. So the first one to clean out goes along with that spring cleaning of your home, and that's your possessions. So think about all those boxes that you have in your attic or in your garage or maybe a closet full of clothes. When's the last time you wore some of those clothes? I received some good advice from a friend a few years ago, and she said, you know what, if you haven't worn it in a year, it doesn't belong in your closet. And I try to keep that in mind, that if I didn't wear it within the last year, I'm probably not going to wear it in the next year either. So time to clear it out and get rid of it. Too many material possessions complicate our lives more than I think we really think they do. They drain our bank account, our energy, and our attention. They make us feel closed in and boxed in. So if you invest some time to remove non-essential possessions from your life, you will definitely not regret it. Our producer here at Mormon Channel, Alyssa, says that her grandma once told her that everything she brings into her home, she knows she'll have to clean at one point or another. So that helps her not clutter up her home and kind of keep the important things in mind. Also, your time commitments. When's the last time you really evaluated how you're spending your time? Most of us have filled our days from beginning to end with time commitments, whether it's work, home, kids' activities, community events, church endeavors, hobbies. The list goes on and on and on. Obviously, many of those things are mandatory. We have to do those things. But try to release yourself of those commitments that are not in line with your greatest values, your greatest priorities, and really things that you don't have to do. Discuss with your kids and your spouse or your loved ones what you can edit out and just simplify in your life. The next one is your goals. Reduce the number of goals that you are intentionally striving for in your life to just one or two at a time. Goals are wonderful things for sure, but if you reduce the number of goals that you're working on, you will improve your focus and your success rate. So make a list of the things that you want to accomplish in your life and choose the two very most important. Also, negative thoughts. Most negative emotions are completely useless. Resentment, bitterness, hate, jealousy. They've never improved the quality of your life, right? So take responsibility for your mind. And if you have negative feelings or thoughts while you're using social media, learn to only check it every once in a while instead of regularly. Read more. Spend time with loved ones. If you have negative thoughts at work or at home, learn to take a step back and evaluate why you are having those emotions. Then change what you need to create positive thoughts. Well, here's one that a lot of people hold on to is debt. Ooh, if your debt is holding you captive, try to reduce it. Start today. Do what you need to do to get out of debt. It will feel so good. And you can listen to a past Mormon Channel Daily where we discuss this further on episodes 676 and 677. And you can search for those episodes on our website. They are called One for the Money, Part 1 and Part 2. Well, we'll talk about the next five things on the list to simplify your life in tomorrow's episode right here on Mormon Channel Daily. Now, of course, we would love to hear from you. Did you ever feel like your life was overloaded with time commitments or negative thoughts? What actions did you take to simplify those aspects of your life? We would love to hear from you. You can send us a tweet, and our handle is Mormon Channel. And we also use the hashtag Where I Am. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.